One cow, yeah. One steer. Left eye been removed and the whole rectum. Perfect cut. I don't, I'm not an expert on that stuff or anything, but I've never seen nothing like it before.
That's fantastic. Is that too far away from Everett?
No, just a couple miles.
Darn. Did the farmer feel it was fresh?
Did he feel it was fresh?
Yeah, I mean, it happened not too long ago.
Yeah, within the last 24 hours. Apparently they saw it in the field yesterday and last night. And then they noticed it at noon today, laying down there.
That'll be good.
But, I took two sheriff's deputies out there, and the guy that runs civil defense here, they run radiation level
yeah.
test.
Mm-hmm.
That proved negative on it. But it was dark and cold, and they didn't take too big of an area, so...
Oh.
Anyhow, you want to come up and go look at it, or?
Yeah, did you get a chance to talk to Jacob?
I didn't, no. I was too damn busy down there. Uh-huh. I couldn't talk to anybody. But I don't have his number anymore or anything.
Yeah. Because I called him, and he's pretty anxious to get up there and see it.
Okay, well, we're going out there at 11 o'clock tomorrow. You guys can get up here, but sometime before that, why?
You gonna leave from your place at 11, or have to be out there by 11?
Well, I'll leave here probably about 10:30.
Okay.
I don't know what all Jake wants done. There was no way to, by the time we got out there, there had already been the deputies and the guys in civil defense had walked around the area, you know, so it was kind of grassy and a little muddy.
Yeah.
And there was a 1,000 hoof footprints that I could see there, and I don't imagine they disturbed too much around there, but the guy is not going to tell anybody about it, and he's only going to let us in tomorrow, so.
Great. Well, I'll, let's see. I'll get a hold of Jacob the first thing in the morning. And see if we can't get together and get up there.
Okay, real good. I'll be looking for you. Yeah, my opinion, I mean, I'm just looking at the thing. It's my first thought was, you know, after that article came out and everything, somebody was just going out and messing around.
Yeah.
But, Jesus Christ, that hole's a perfect 5-inch diameter. And it's just cut beautiful. You can't believe it.
Follows the old pattern.
Yeah, it's that kind of got me excited, you know, because of all the reports I've read and everything, I never did expect to see one.
Right.
And then we've had Sasquatch report out there, too.
Uh-huh.
Same area, so... I don't know.
How long ago was that?
Let's see, we had two of them. One was from a couple of kids in Lake Stevens, just on the other side of the lake, and another was from a guy in Lake Cassidy, which is only, you know, a couple miles away.
Right.
Gals reported footprints, and the deputies that went out and investigated couldn't find the girls again. I don't know how they lost them or their names or whatever, but I couldn't get any further information there. And then this guy over on Lake Cassidy said he saw what appeared to be about a 9-foot tall hairy thing standing outside along his house out there. And he's been, haven't been able to get a hold of him either, so I don't know what his story is.
He's
got the deputies working on it, you know, see if they can come up with something for me and get to talk to the guy, but that's as far as they've got.
I'll get a hold of Jacob as early as I can. Well, I know darn well he wants to go up, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told the guy I'd appreciate it if he just left the thing there. And, you know, didn't do anything with it until we got out there and looked it all over. And the guy's pretty agreeable, so we ought to be able to do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking about calling a vet, but I think he was kind of worried about the money, so I don't know what he's going to do there.
Yeah.
So I talked to Hamlin down there in civil defense, and he said he thinks he'd get the assistant coroner to go out with us and just give us a preliminary check of it, which would be better than nothing, I guess.
Great.
You know, guy has got a little experience on incisions and stuff, so.
Okay, now what time are you going to leave your place?
I'll leave here about 10:30.
Okay. Well, I'll get a hold of Jacob. And if I don't get a hold of him, why, I'll probably come up anyway.
Robert Gribble.
Jerry Phillips.
Yes, wet Jerry Phillips.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
A terrible way to conduct an investigation, huh?
Oh, Christ.
Middle of the monsoon.
Yeah, we wait for 20 years for something like that to happen, and I'm not even ready with the right clothes.
Well, I'm not either, to believe it. That's something. Anyhow, the coroner came out, and he brought Dr. Diamond, which is an outstanding veterinarian here in town, to went over the carcass, and they were quite amazed. There's no wound at all inside the eye socket. No visible evidence of what caused the death at all. There's no other marks on the body anywhere besides the rectum and the eye. So how it was killed, they don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
But I asked the veterinary after he got through checking it if he could duplicate it. And he said, no way. He said there was no way possible he could duplicate it with his equipment we got. Even under good circumstances, but not on the goddamn field in the middle of the night, you know.
Right.
And he said it was the cleanest cut he'd ever saw. Also, there's some type of burn around it. What he said was, to him, looked like it was cauterized. But I don't know, you know. So, we've got a good pathologist here in town, and Diamond was going to get a hold of Dr. Darling, who's another vet who works strictly on research on animals. And they're going to take part of the incision and blood samples and all that stuff and really do a job on her.
Oh, great.
So, lucky in that respect, we're getting some real professional opinions and should have some pretty good reports.
Fantastic.
So far, everything is going right our way.
Do you think we'll have any problem getting these reports in writing?
No, I don't think so at all.
Okay.
I'll let Dave handle that, and if Dave can't take care of something like that, why, I'll give up. About Dave, he can handle stuff like that.
Sure, great to have the right contacts, isn't it?
Right.
God damn.
Got a line a mile long.
Is that farmer going to keep any other onlookers out of there?
Right. In fact, he wants me to get a hold of the paper. The Herald guys that were out there, he requests not to have his address or name in it. Just the general location, you know.
Right.
He definitely doesn't want anybody else out there.
Yeah, kind of make it official.
Right. We told him that if anybody did show up and he had any type of problem whatsoever, just call the sheriff's department. We'd get an officer out there and straighten it out.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. I couldn't believe it. I'm still shaking my head over that.
I am too. I every 5 minutes I got to say, good God, you know.
Now we know what all those farmers have been going through back in the Midwest.
Right. Well, that's what I say. That's the difference about reading about all that stuff and knowing about it, but then going out there and seeing it.
Yeah. Well, I got 25 pictures.
Well, I got about 70 feet of film, though I don't know whether it's going to be any good or not. In that kind of weather and everything, you know. But, Hamlin, the defense guy, he must have took 25 pictures with his camera.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, he's got a real sophisticated job there that really gets down and takes some beautiful ones.
Real close-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
And also the homeowner's got quite a few. So.
Boy, I'm sure glad that he found that when he did and reported it right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do you need an aid car?
Everything just went right down the line, you know. I can't believe it. I would thank Dave for getting all these other people involved, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when he got Hamlin involved from the defense. And then Hamlin got curious, so he made way for the coroner. And the coroner got curious, and he brought to bed, no charge. And they're going to get the pathologist and everything. There'll be no charge, all free gratis, so.
Yeah, that could be a very, very important case.
Yeah.
In this whole mystery.
Better believe it. Like I say, we're lucky to have all the professional help, even, you know, when it's the first case and everything up here. It's next time now. Everybody will know what to do. You know,
right.
Who to get a hold of.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's where it is as of now. We all left at the same time, and when they got back to town, Damon was going to get a hold of this Dr. Darling, and they were going to buzz right back out there and do another survey on the thing. And I guess this guy is really supposed to be good, this Darling. And this Batar is the pathologist.
Yeah.
And according to this Damon, he says he'd rather work on animals than eat, so research, you know.
Good.
So, Diamond thought that when he got out there that the guy wouldn't rest until he come up with some answers. That sounds pretty good.
Great. Fantastic.
And I'll get Dave working on all these reports. He ought to be able to filter out most of them. What he don't want, go to some other channel.
Great.
But I really got a kick out of Diamond after he got through with that coroner, too. I said, after, I said, now that you're all done there, could you duplicate that job? And he said, no way. He said, he can't believe an instrument could cut like that. So just separated everything beautifully. No edges, no hairs, no nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Just... He said, just like somebody had something that just wrenched in there and took everything out, one clean shot.
Yeah. I suspect lasers.
Well, that's what I do. I asked him if he'd ever read anything or had any contact with any type of laser equipment. He said no, so he couldn't answer me anything on that. But he said there's definitely shows inside that cut a burn. All the way around of some type, just like you would cauterize a wound, you know.
Did they take any blood samples?
Not at that time. They were going back in town and get this other doctor, and then they were going out and gather up everything they needed from it.
Good.
And they're going to try to see if it was tranquilized or anything like that. Like I say, he felt way down in the eye socket, the bone cavity, everything there. He said everything is intact. There's no damage. There's no bullet wound or anything. Nothing went through the eye. He said he couldn't believe it. It was just cut out and just lifted right out. Nothing was torn or anything, you know.
Yeah, there's some very sophisticated somebody's working on these things.
Well, I guess. I don't want to get too far into this, but Christ, I got enough to worry about with the UFOs.
You know, it's a mystery all in itself.
Yeah, it is.
It's something that would take a person full time working on it.
Right. Well, I got to go along with Jake. I think probably hear from him again in the near future. Somewhere in the area, I think, you know.
You know, the big question now is, did that article trigger any of this?
Well, I've been thinking about that, too. You know, that was my first thought. But I don't know. It's just too smooth. And when I think about people tromping around down there at midnight, you know, doing a job like that in the dark, I can't picture it. I mean, ordinary people.
No, it's...
And I can't feature some guy reading the paper and then saying, oh, well, hell, I'm going to go out and show these guys something, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It definitely can't be that.
Yeah.
But then again, you get that one down in Washougal, you know, why ever?
Yeah, well, there's so many whys, you know, and ifs involved here. It's enough to drive a man out of his mind.
I guess.
Well, it'll give some of those professionals something to think about.
Right. I'd be glad to hear some of their opinions.
They might do some talking around and come up with some more information.
Right. Also, the coroner gave me a good UFO report.
Really?
Right. He said he had called you. He called Payne Field, and they gave him your number. And he called it, and they said it was disconnected. This was February 26th.
This year?
Yeah. So I'll have to call Payne Field and see what the hell number they got out there. And what number they gave him.
Yeah, they could still have our old number.
Yeah. So it was disconnected, so he just dropped it. But then today, he heard that I was with you guys down there in Phenomenal Research. He got me off in the corner and gave me the story. But it was February 26th. It was at 2:20, and between I-5 and 99. Real good sighting. Triangle. White lights on all three points. Red light in the center flashing. He said the thing wasn't probably any bigger than one man would be able to get inside of if even anybody was operating. Just floating along, no noise. He got out of the car and everything and listened. Slowly, about 500 feet near south, going south. So I thought maybe you could look up around that date, see if you had anything.
Hey, you want to hang on a minute or grab the card?
Okay.
No, nothing local, just Montana and Texas.
Okay. Yeah, I told him he was real interested. I want me to get back to him if you did have any other people on it.
Uh-huh.
So...
Yeah, I'd sure like to know what they're doing, giving out our bad number, or maybe the phone company is goofed again.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I told him, I said, I don't think that number was ever disconnected. I know we changed numbers. But, anyhow, I'm going to call the tower after a while and see what number they do have out there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we had a deal here about, I'd say it was just about a month or so ago that, you see, we had two incoming lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we dropped one temporarily because we weren't using it, nothing was coming in. And when the phone company dropped it, they forgot to disconnect. In other words, these are drop-over lines.
Right.
Okay, they forgot to disconnect that line from the line one, which would be line one and then drop over to line two. Well, they forgot to disconnect whatever they're supposed to disconnect. And if I was on line one and somebody called in, instead of getting a busy signal, they got it dropped over to line two and an automatic intercept by the operator saying that the thing is disconnected.
Well, that's probably what happened then.
Because I had one other person tell me about that, and I called the phone company, and they said that their whole computer down there had screwed up.
Okay, well, at any rate, I gave him a new card, and I'll call Payne and make sure they've got the new number down there. Okay, I gotta get to work here.
Gal's
coughing at the bit waiting for me there.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
So anything comes up, I'll get back to you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Bye.